him into Christ. Are we together? Amen. And every one of us must come into the fullness of baptism. Amen. And it is when you come into that fullness of baptism, hallelujah, you are now finding yourself into Christ. Amen. So it is very, very important. Let no one deceive you and tell you that when you get baptized in water, that is all. No, it is not true. You still have a lot more way to go. So tonight we'll just look at the baptism of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you that there is a need for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you don't get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you see that song you sang, "It has given me the neck of my enemies." You are only making what? Unnecessary boasts. Because the devil will come and he will knock you on the head. And there is no power to respond. But when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, before he even attempts to raise his hand, you have already hit him. Because something is working inside of you that is called dunamis. Hallelujah. It's from dunamis you have the word dynamite. Amen. So, many people are oppressed. Many Christians are oppressed because they are not baptized in the Holy Spirit. Many people go through a lot of strange experiences just because they do not have this baptism. But tonight, I pray that in just few minutes, we will see the benefits and we will go for it. Praise God. Just turn with me to Acts of Apostles. I'll read from verse 2. He says, "Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments unto the apostles on whom he had chosen." Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know that the ministry of Jesus mostly was through the ministry of the Holy Spirit? You understand what I've just said? Amen. There was nothing he said that was not by the Spirit of God. So through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, he gave them commandments. That one is a lesson for another day. But verse 3 says, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible what? Proofs." That is proofs that you cannot challenge. Amen. There are proofs you cannot. You cannot counter it. He said, "Being seen of them 40 days. That is, after he resurrected for 40 days, he was where? He was with them 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to what? The kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'Ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water.'" That is what you have done. Hallelujah. John baptized with water. Hallelujah. It's a dimension of ministry. Hallelujah. And we know that it is only man that can baptize you with what? Water. Are we together? Amen. That was why Brother Urias and Brother Iago went to the water and baptized some brethren. But you need to move further than that. He said that John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Amen. So baptism of the Holy Spirit, very, very important. Very, very important. Just move down. He said, and when they therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Hallelujah. This is one question he wasn't interested in. He had his primary interest. And I believe he wanted to give them that which was important so that they would be able to have a revelation to the answer of their, to their question. He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, because the times and the seasons are handled by one personality. Amen. 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 Which the Father had put in his own power. But what is important is that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses. Hallelujah. Now, when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something I believe you have never heard before. That word witnesses, you know, many times you have defined it as someone who was present when something happened to testify against the case. Is it not so? Is it not what we say it is? You are testifying maybe of somebody's experience or your own experience. But I can tell you something tonight. The word means matter. Hallelujah. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you are to be mattered. Hallelujah. You want a proof? Check the Greek word. Just check it on your phone right now so that you don't live with any doubt. Check it. I won't call the name for just check. If you have interlinear Bible, just check it. Point on it. And what it simply means is that your whole mind, that your human mind, that your strength, that your intelligence, that your knowledge had been set aside. It has been killed. And to be replaced with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And I can tell you also that on the natural, not in Nigeria now, but some of the places Brother Berry mentioned this morning, some people are truly physically what? Mattered, killed. There was one picture Brother Hubert sent to me sometime. The man was, they were to hang him. He was smiling, that is, they pulled him and put him there. And he was smiling and he was telling his family members, bye-bye. Hallelujah. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you are changed into a different personality. You are the Adamic nature is killed, set aside. And many times, brethren, I fall into the deceit of the enemy to think that I can manipulate the Holy Spirit. And that is why when you start doing all that, he sets you aside. He just, because he says that my spirit shall not do what? Always strive with men. Praise God. So he said, when you have received power, that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you are going to be witnesses. In your village, you'll be martyred. You'll become irrelevant. In the village meeting, you are irrelevant. You go there and talk. They say, this man, you have come. Please keep quiet. Amen. You go and challenge traditions and they say, you are an idiot. What dare you? Who dare you? Who are you? To challenge your menala. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit in the face of man renders you, you are ridiculed. You look like a fool. The way you reason changes. Other people will be reasoning left, you are reasoning right. They say, this man, you are mad. Amen. He says, you will be that. You will be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and where? Utmost part of the earth. So wherever, when once you have received the Holy Ghost, the overcoming, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit helps you to begin to overcome. Overcome the traditions and cultures in your own locality. The Spirit that rule in your own environment. Hallelujah. And it's not always in this sequence. Sometimes you will overcome in your village. Or you may not overcome in your village. You come to the city and you overcome the things in the city. He takes you to your village. Say, he's still remaining. When you are finished, he takes you to another location. Amen. And you keep on overcoming and you keep on demolishing the spirits that are working against you and against humanity and against those that are in your environment. That is the purpose he's giving us, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Men have turned it into an instrument of merchandise. But I can tell you, no man can merchandise the Holy Spirit. Just listen to me, oh brethren. When once you merchandise, you have a different spirit. Hallelujah. A man once came to, I think it was to who? Is it to Peter? No. It was to Paul. When Paul was preaching to the governor. That was by Jesus. No, there was the man that came and said, you know, to Simon. It was to Peter. He told him, he said, let me have this thing for money. And what did Peter tell him? Your money do what? Perish with you. Hallelujah. So you cannot merchandise the Holy Spirit. Anywhere you see men are using the Holy Spirit to collect money, they are not. That is not the Holy Spirit. You use the Holy Spirit to get rich, get wealthy. That is not the Holy Spirit. It's a different spirit altogether. Praise the Lord. That's not where we are going. Let's go to Matthew 16. Sorry, John 16. Verse 12. He says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot do what? Bear them now. Amen. Hallelujah. He's leaving the rest of the assignment to who? To the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He is going to bring the revelation. He's going to tell you the other things that are remaining. Hallelujah. He's going to bring them to your understanding. There are many things I'm sure you have heard in this camp. And they are sounding confusing. Is it not so? To some people, they say, I haven't heard this type before. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is not there yet. When he is come, he is going to clarify some of these things. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to make it plain to you. You say, oh, is that what it meant? Hallelujah. You know, Jesus was once walking with two men after the resurrection. And they were just discussing the things that happened. Hallelujah. The sequence of events. Some of these things, some of them sneaked in and they heard it. And when they heard, they ran away. They said, this man, this thing he's teaching, I'm getting more and more confused. Hallelujah. So these two men were walking. As they were walking, Jesus, and they were discussing some of these things. So, boy, have you seen what is happening? Did you see the way the earthquake the other day shook the whole place? In fact, I heard that even that big curtain in the temple tore apart. And as they were discussing it and going, Jesus came in their midst. And he began to explain those things to them. And as he began to explain it to them, what happened? What did they say? They said, didn't our heart burn? Something began to move inside of them. And I pray that tonight, as you receive the Holy Ghost, let something begin to move inside of you. Hallelujah. Let there be an opening of your eyes. Opening of your understanding. Amen. Verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. One of the benefits of the Holy Spirit is that he is going to guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Amen. I often say and always say it, that no man that has the Holy Spirit will sit down under a ministry of error. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will never go into error. Are we together? When once the error is coming, something is going to happen to you. From my own experience is that he knocks me off. I start sleeping. And I wake up when the man has finished preaching. As a young Christian, that was what happened to me. One man, I believe that man was occultic. That was somewhere, Redemption Chapel. And as he began to preach, I just slept off. I finished when he woke up. When I asked all that, they said, nah, the terrible thing that man was saying. I said, thank God I did not hear it. Amen. Some other people, he deals with you in a different way. If when that thing was going on, you wouldn't even hear it. The Spirit of God will just blank you out. You just cannot connect to it. So the Holy Spirit is given to guide us into all truth. Especially the truth of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Some thorny areas, some difficult areas that you just cannot explain. Nobody around to tell you what it means. He's going to take that word and he will begin to expand it and begin to tell you what the truth of the depth of that word is. Amen. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me add my own. He will also show you things that were past. Hallelujah. Some of us, things were done before we were born. Do you understand? In the bed of our parents going to seek for a male child or to seek for a child, some dedications were made. And you just discover that you are acting anyhow. The Spirit of God, when he comes into you, he will begin to show you some things that were done in the past concerning you. Some curses, some covenants, some oaths, some dedications. He's going to show them to you. Not only that, he will also show you things to come. Amen. He will give you a clear-cut revelation of things to come. Hallelujah. Amen. You are just in your room praying, and you just got up, and it's a strong impression. Hallelujah. Sometimes he will even tell you, don't go out today. Hallelujah. And dare go out and you see what will happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of such things, many of such experiences, you will begin to encounter them. When evil is coming, he will show you. When good is coming, he will also show you. Hallelujah. Amen. He told the prophet, he said, go to this place. I have prepared one woman to do what? To take care of you. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Glory to God. 14, he shall glorify me. One of the things the Holy Spirit does in the believer's life is that he glorifies the Father. Hallelujah. For he shall receive of mine and shall do what? Show it to you. Oh, this is one powerful scripture I always like. That is, he takes that which is of the Father and he comes and reveals it to you. Hallelujah. That is why he says, have you ever tried to get the meaning of the word glorify or glory? What do you think it means? Can anybody give us any idea? What does glory mean? What? Because we often confuse it. What do you say it means? Visible what? Expression. Yes. Of God's nature of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can I just help you with a simple sentence? It's light. Simple. Illumination. The brightness of God. He illuminates your mind. Hallelujah. And my dear, when you receive the illumination of God in your mind, God is depositing something of his life and of his nature into your soul. Amen. Something of his life and nature is dropped right into your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. He takes of the Father and he says he deposits in this man. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit so badly in this time. Hallelujah. He says, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine and he shall show it unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the benefit of having the Holy Spirit. Let me read another one before we begin to pray, because we don't want to waste too much time on this. Let me see, I think it's something like that in chapter 17. No. Okay. You know, the Spirit, the Word, and the blood, they work together. Hallelujah. They work together. There is no how you will have the Holy Ghost and you will not receive a blessing from God. That was why he said that is the promise of the Father. And brethren, I don't want to be shortchanged. I want the fullness of the promise. Some people could not make it because the Holy Spirit was not given during their time. And right now they are watching. They want to be partakers of that. He says that because of that, many of them could not be what made perfect. So the Holy Spirit helps a man to perfect him. To perfect the work of God in him. In fact, when you have the Holy Ghost, you're on your way to what? Perfection. Amen. Many people argue about the Holy Spirit. I was number one. Argued. And when you argue about him, you don't get him. Hallelujah. He simply knows that you don't believe. And he will not come to you. Some of us get very skeptical about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people say, better have been baptized. He said to them, he said, come, since you believed, have you been baptized? They say, yes, we had one baptism. Hallelujah. He said, that baptism, did it give you a license to speak in tongues? That was where the trouble started. They said, no, we have never heard of such thing. And the man moved and he prayed for them, laid hands on them, and they got filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak with tongues. Some of us argued, oh, no. If you're but it's enough. You don't need to speak in tongues. It's not true. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing that tells me, gives me an evidence that a glass that is filled with water is filled. What happens to it? It begins to pour over. Is it not so? Hallelujah. That you have the Holy Spirit, there must be some evidence you have. One of the things in the day when Peter was in, you know, the Holy Spirit came upon them. I'm talking about Acts. He came into the room where, because he told them to do what? To wait. So how did the Holy Spirit come? He came like a mighty rushing wind and came into the place where they were, and things began to shake. Hallelujah. Every man was seeing a deposit of fire upon their head. Tonight you will see a deposit of fire upon your head. Hallelujah. And as the thing came down, they began to speak with tongues. Hallelujah. And to tell you that it wasn't just, that thing was not just a physical experience. It's a spiritual one. Because I don't know how all the men all over the world will assemble in one place. Have you read that scripture? They all assembled. That is, they came into that arena, that area. And they were hearing these men speak in their own language. Hallelujah. And when they heard, they were stunned. And look at the man that was very, very timid, called Peter. The man stood up. I'm sure that very day, he never knew he could preach for 3 hours. The Bible said he was changed into another man. Hallelujah. One thing that Holy Spirit does for you is that he begins to hone your character. I don't know whether you know that. Because Peter was a very, very, very short-tempered man. Irritable. He's on his action. You understand? They came, bam, he took knife. He cut it. Jesus said, "Now, just cool down." Amen. But this same Peter. Hallelujah. In fact, when they said Jesus was resurrected, do you know the man that first got there? It was Peter. He outran the rest of them. And I presume he was a slightly older than them. So what happened? Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, you see all these things we are talking about. The mind, how you, anger. He will begin to mold you, hone you, turn you. Squeeze you so that you conform into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. When you take any wrong move, he's going to say, "No, don't do that. No, don't go there at all." Hallelujah. But you see, many times we don't want to benefit from this. So I go out and I do my own thing. And when I have done my own thing and I fail, I come back regretting, repenting. But if I can go to him, say, "Holy Spirit, please, I want to go and meet this man. Should I go? Should I not go? So that I will not lose my deposit." You understand? So I will not lose my trance. You pay 3,000 naira, you go to a place only to, then the man traveled yesterday. If you have the Holy Spirit, you hear that, sit down. Hallelujah. Don't go now. Hallelujah. Go next week. Hallelujah. Then when you go next week, they say, if you had come last week, the man was not even around. Praise the Lord. There are many things, many benefits we get from having the Holy Spirit. So tonight, God wants to bring you into that reality. Amen. Amen. He's going to show you things to come. Like when Brother Barry was ministering in the morning, I remember one experience when I was saying, "God, I want to see your glory." That was on campus. Hallelujah. It's not easy to see the glory of God, though. Amen. So be careful what you are praying. Because when once you pray, the Holy Spirit gets into action. I said, "God, I want to see your glory." Those days, not now. Where we have to call for a fast, everybody will now. Individuals take a long fast without any announcement. When it starts, you wash pots and put them inside the locker. Do you understand? And turn off your gas. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about. During Brother Chijoke's wedding, I was on a 9-day fast. not the one you break 6 to 6. I was going like that. I was seeking for the glory of God. Say, God, I want to see your glory. The day the glory landed, I said, God, please deliver me. I don't want any more. I was just lying down. There was a power that came like this, like a bright shining light. I have never seen that kind of, just lifted me and I was going higher. I don't want to go again. Like, I wake up, I was sweating. I said, God, is that how it is? Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of God will do much more to you. Amen. There are many ways He's going to glorify the Father in you. So this night, there are many that want to, maybe you have backslidden. And you feel dry. You feel nothing is happening. You're getting more and more confused. Tonight, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is a restoration for you. A season of refreshing shall return to you tonight. If you want to be baptized, could you just stand on your feet? If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just stand on your feet and come forward. Just come forward. And we sing a song. Hallelujah. And we'll just lay hands on you tonight. Hallelujah. And as you come, I'm going to tell you something. You know, let's come quietly. Can we sing this song? He touched me. He touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Now, as you come, just before we start singing, let me tell you something. Just listen carefully so that you make this thing easy and simple. The Holy Spirit is not going to open your mouth. You will have to open your mouth. Are you with me? Amen. When we pray for you by faith, believe that you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And open your mouth and begin to glorify God. There are no two ways about it. Open your mouth and begin to glorify God. Begin to thank God. And as you're thanking God, a word will be put in your mouth that you are not used to. Take it up from there and begin to speak. That is it. Amen. Am I understood? Am I understood? Bronkeruem, please, there are some people here. Come and explain it to them so that they will understand. I repeat, the Holy Spirit will not come and say, open your mouth, begin to talk. He will never do that because he's gentle. Amen. You have to do that out of the volition of your own heart. Come inside, come inside. Amen. Come inside. Hallelujah. Just come inside. Come. Please, let's remove this. I will just remove this. When you receive the Holy Ghost, something will begin to move inside of you. Hallelujah. As hand is laid on you, something will begin to happen. Hallelujah. For some people, something like a hot flash thing just runs through you. Hallelujah. Some people may not have that experience. For some people, they will just lose their mind, and that is why they fall. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the manifestation is in different ways. But the evidence had to You have to produce that evidence by just giving up and open your mouth and let him begin to express himself. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we sing the song, hallelujah, those of you that are here, you backslid sometime. You just begin to repent. Tell God you are sorry for having gone back into sin. Tell him that, Lord, I'm sorry that I crucified the Lord Jesus a second time. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me tonight and forgive me and restore me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? For those of you that are not born again at all, you must be born again. If not, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell inside of you. The Holy Spirit is for those who are born again. Children, are you hearing me? If you are not born again, you cannot receive the Holy Ghost. So you must be born again. As we are going to pray, you will tell the Lord Jesus, that Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I realize that I'm a sinner. Forgive me tonight. I receive your blood into my mind, into my soul. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And when you receive him, hallelujah, he will come inside. Because he is the one who baptizes. No man can baptize you. No, some people think that it's their pastor that is baptizing them in the Holy Ghost. No, Jesus, the Son of God, is the one who baptizes. And you tell him tonight, Lord Jesus, baptize me. Let me also tell you that when the word baptism is to initiate, tonight he's going to initiate you into a new dimension, into a new experience in the kingdom of God. So as we sing tonight, you just open up your heart. And you begin to pray and say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins.